Myself and Richard, we were on the red carpet last week for the Swinging Safari movie premiere. One of the stars is Aussie sensation Rada Mitchell. She's from Melbourne as well, and she's been killing it in Hollywood, making a whole bunch of movies. I'm going to play our chat with her right now. Enjoy.
Nice to meet you.
Together?
Together.
Some beautiful moustaches.
Oh, thank you.
We were one great night.
We were preparing for the 70s, yeah.
You did tonight.
I came as the 70s carpet. Thank you. We wanted to ask, I think about, everyone's talking about the incredible production design and the costume design of this film. What was it like to step back into a world that had been like reconstructed so accurately?
It was sort of effortless in the sense, you know, you're creating a character, creating a mindset, and Colin and Lizzie's work, and also Rick, the makeup man, who put like a different wig on me every other day.
Yeah.
So much talent. And so much energy in creating this world that we could all just move into and see things, like little details in the set design that would trigger your own sense of memory and you'd remember stuff you'd forgotten from childhood.
We're obsessed with the wigs, aren't we? You had a wig question. Who had...
Yes.
Who's got the best wig?
Me?
Yeah.
I have to say...
Because I've got like five wigs.
You've got five wigs. We've got something to look forward to.
Yes. Tonight. Have you seen the movie yet?
We're seeing it tonight.
Oh, you see. I have so many different wigs.
I mean, it's obviously by Stephen Elliott, who's such an iconic Australian director.
Yes.
Did the biggest Australian movie of all time.
Yes.
Is there a sort of a really special vibe about this movie? Like, you guys have really done something special?
I think we did something very original.
Yeah.
Very much in Stefan's voice. I mean, he's definitely an auteur director. And certainly it was exciting just to be with the people and just to be in the group that we were in. It was like being invited to the cool party. So that was fun. But I think what's really special about the movie is because it has that nostalgic reference, everybody's going to have their own personal experience. And in the way I was saying, even just stepping onto the set, there were things that triggered my own, you know, memory bank, things I'd forgotten. The movie, I think, will have that effect when you just see these things that were all part of our lives.
Yeah.
That some of these things aren't here anymore. So...
Do you still ever get starstruck? Because we just met Kylie and we're beside ourselves.
Are you okay? Is your heart... come back to normal.
It'll be a few years before we truly...
I think I've lost maybe 20 seconds out of my life that I just won't remember.
You weren't there. But you were talking.
We were talking.
Was it fun working with her?
She's... You know, everyone's talking about how lovely she is.
Yeah.
And she really is lovely and considerate and gave everybody cards at the end of the shoot, you know, and I don't think anyone else did. She's just like... on point in terms of her etiquette and just being a genuinely lovely person.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for
talking to us.
Thank
you so much. And the best. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Absolutely loved chatting to Rada Mitchell. Coming up after this, it's Stephen Elliott. We chatted about a whole bunch of things, including his thoughts on the marriage equality vote in Australia, the reaction so far to the movie Swinging Safari, which is getting really great reviews, and of course, the impact of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, not only for Australia, but also the LGBT community. And as well, don't you worry, Kylie's coming up a little bit later.
We wanted to ask you about marriage equality, of course. The historic law has just passed. How are you feeling?
I'm going to be completely honest. I am so over it.
Yeah.
Because they asked me to do a speech, and I did a little speech for the Priscilla tour and actually said, I wish I could jump up and down, and thought, but oh, come on, it's about time.
Yeah.
It's not even a moment of celebrating. It was like, thank God.
Definitely.
How long did we drag this on for? So it actually wasn't celebration. It was release, and can we get on with it now?
Yeah.
So that's how I really feel. I don't want to think about the past anymore. It's been a horrible couple of years. Let's just go forward.
Absolutely.
So that was my big one. Thank God. I've been traveling the world for the last year, and it's been an embarrassment worldwide to be Australian. I just have been cringing and changing my accent sometimes because the rest of the world have been laughing at us.
Yes.
It's just been an embarrassment. We're done, we move on, we go forward.
Yeah. Let's do it. We agree.
Yeah. There's such an amazing vibe going on that you've really made something special with this movie.
Yeah.
First of all, is that good to hear? And how does that feel?
Well, it's sort of... kind of comes with age. The best thing about age is growing up and you kind of say, well, I don't really care anymore. I'm going to make a film for myself. And this is the first time really I've made a film entirely for myself. And if you look at the building blocks of it, when you see the film, it's about a 14-year-old boy who grows up to make Priscilla, all the building blocks are there.
Yeah.
That's the through line of the film, of what this little boy is trying to find out as he gets through it all. And the clues are there. You'll see them.
Yeah. On Priscilla, just quickly, you said the other day that Priscilla was originally meant to feature Kylie songs.
Yeah, I leaked that one for the very first time.
Yes, yeah. And I was just wondering, is there any possibility of that idea possibly being resurrected in another form?
It has. It's in the stage show.
Oh, exactly.
So that's what I did. When I couldn't put it in the film, I rewrote them all back into the stage show. And we're opening it in a couple of weeks. So that was my way of rewriting history again.
Fabulous.
You know, and they're already saying, would you like to reshoot the stage show? And it's like, well, you know, look, just one step at a time, guys.
Stefan, this is a bit of a comment, but I just have to say, as a young gay boy growing up, Priscilla Queen of the Desert, it not only changed me, but I think it changed the whole LGBT community.
Changed the world.
Changed the world, thank you.
And I didn't know that. When I was doing it, I had no idea. It was only afterwards, 25 years later, that I'm being told how remarkable the change it was. And we didn't know. We were just making a film. And I didn't realise it until, you know, and I now have people now in their third generation walking up saying, you know, we're talking very young gay kids are coming out now and say thank you for the film. It's like, that's 25 years on. It's still astonishing me. We never planned it. I think that's why it worked. If we'd gone in flag waving, I don't think it would have worked. It's a very subtle film. And it just speaks to generations. I don't understand it. I never will.
Well, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us.
My pleasure.
It's been an honour. Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
All right, so the last interview of the whole day, it's Kylie. Kylie was absolutely amazing on the red carpet. I think me and Richard almost nearly passed out when Kylie was in our presence and she was getting closer and closer and closer to us. We did manage to carry it through and not pass out, but I think we were just so in awe of her star power and her beauty in person. We did manage to get 2 minutes with her and two questions with her, and of course we got to ask her about how she feels about marriage equality and why Swinging Safari was the role for her. I'm gonna play it now. Enjoy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
It's an absolute honour to meet you. Is the 70s enough?
Yes, actually. you've done really well. Yeah.
So Australia is still buzzing over marriage equality. We've got to just ask you, how do you feel about it?
It's fantastic news. I was in London and it was like the 10-minute call of the announcement's coming in 10 minutes and I was on edge. I mean, not as on edge as the community would have been, but I was just praying that it would be the right answer.
Yeah.
It always seems like you've got 1,000 projects on the go at one time and you've been selective about acting roles in the past. What was it about Swinging Safari that made you think, I have to make time to do this film?
Well, Stefan Elliott, the script, I loved. I laughed out loud when I read it. The period that it's set in is one of my favourite parts of my life, you know, being 8 to 10 and not really having a care in the world. So I don't get to do much acting, so I thought it was a good place to come back to. And it makes me want to do a bit more, I have to confess.
Before you go, can we just get a quick photo, please?
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Kylie.
Such an honour.
It's been a privilege.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I think it's safe to say my life was made in those very 2 minutes.